From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Noah Adams. As the primary season winds down, sometimes it seems as though Hillary Clinton is facing off not only against Barack Obama, but against the media as well. Many pundits, especially on cable news, have said the race is over. Still, last night when Clinton won a 2-1 victory over Barack Obama in the West Virginia primary, news organizations saluted the blowout victory, but they did not salute the victor. NPR's David Folkenflik was watching.
So there I was last night, pacing in front of several TV sets. We're down to just a few seconds before the polls closed, and you're seeing a clock tick down. The seconds actually ticking down on Fox and CNN, MSNBC, and do you wonder how quickly are they going to be able to call it? I'm looking now at 3-2.
Hey, Hillary Clinton has beaten Barack Obama.
But that didn't take any time at all. This afternoon, I asked CBS Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer how best to look at the West Virginia primaries.
It's kind of like a one-punch prize fight. You know, the bell rings, the guy goes out there, hits the guy in the jaw, and that's it. There's not much analysis or doubt about what happened on one like last night.
So that sounds like great news for Clinton, no?
We often say too little, too late. Maybe this was too much, too late. She won and won big. But at the end of the night, Barack Obama had picked up 27 superdelegates since North Carolina and Indiana. So, in fact, he picked up more delegates through last night than she did in winning.
And that logic was driving the analysis provided by big-name media figures like MSNBC's Keith Olbermann.
She has, in fact, not done as well as she needed to do in West Virginia tonight. She now needs to win 91% of the remaining delegates up for grabs. The number has gotten worse, even with a 2-1 triumph.
Much of the cable chatter said Clinton exposed weaknesses in Obama, but it framed those weaknesses as part of his general election matchup against Republican John McCain, as if the Democratic primaries were already over. On the Today Show, NBC Washington Bureau Chief Tim Russert put it this way.
Sure, it's a massive victory. It doesn't change the math. She hopes it alters the psychology.
Former ABC News correspondent Judy Muller thinks they're all forgetting something.
I think a win is a win when it's a 2-1 victory. And yet the narrative that the mainstream media have now latched onto is that she's toast. And why is she still in the race? Therefore, a win is not a win.
Mueller covered several presidential campaigns for ABC, but she's retired from the news business and has been a journalism professor for the past 2 years. A year ago, she actually contributed $500 to the Obama campaign. But Obama hasn't crossed the finish line yet. And Mueller says the media is rushing Clinton out of the race, which she calls
glib journalism and a little bit arrogant of setting this narrative despite what the voters continue to say, which is, hey, it's not that simple. There are a lot of people out there who are supporting Hillary Clinton even now.
Making that point last night on all three networks was Clinton campaign chairman Terry McAuliffe. MSNBC's Chris Matthews called him the ballyhoo boy for being so upbeat yesterday. And here, McAuliffe was sparring with Shepard Smith on Fox News, which McAuliffe had previously declared the network that was fairest to Clinton.
You know me. I'm Irish.
I don't know how you do this. Why did James Carville turn?
James hasn't turned.
No?
James has said, listen, you know, he said he's like, you know, he's entitled to say whatever he wants.
He's just more in touch with reality.
Are you saying I'm not tethered to reality? Is that what you're saying, Chip?
Judy Muller says the media should slow down and let the nomination play out.
The fact that she doesn't have the math to do it is a fact. But how much has the narrative, the sort of incestuous analysis, played into creating that? I'm not sure.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says the race won't be decided by the media. He says, in the end, it's about the math. Call it math, call it psychology. What bothers Clinton supporters is hearing the media say she's history. David Folkenflik, NPR News.